New year, new me. That's the catchphrase that we all hear in January. And it's usually the time we start working on new year resolutions and working to be healthier and fitter. But it's important to also work on our mental health fitness. 1 in 5 Australians will experience a mental illness in any year. And broadly, mental illness will affect half of us over our lifetime. Despite the prevalence in our community, 65% of people do not seek help. Black Dog Institute wishes to change that by breaking down the stigma of mental illness by offering free presentations to community groups. We're joined by Elliot Waters, who has been giving Black Dog Institute Breaking Down Depression presentations for about 6 years now. Good morning, Elliot.
Hello, how are you going?
Very, very good. Thank you so much for joining us.
No worries. My pleasure.
Now, to start off, can you tell us a bit about the Breaking Down Depression presentations and how it all came about?
So basically, the Institute identified a need in our communities to build up a bit of a knowledge base so that we have a bit of a handle on, first off, what's going on in our communities with the people that we interact with every day, and then have a bit of a grounding to then get some options going as far as recovery and getting those better mental health outcomes going as well.
And for people who are listening who might be concerned that someone they know is developing depression or showing signs of being depressed, what symptoms should we be looking out for?
At a very basic level, if more days, often than not, it is a very difficult struggle, that's when we know there's a problem. I think life is meant to be lived to the full. And as a general rule, we should be enjoying ourselves and having a good time. And if that's not the case, well, then that's probably a time to intervene. There's obviously other telltale signs like lack of energy, lack of involvement in activities that one used to do, a very negative disposition towards life in general. But I think it's important to keep these things basic and understand that life is worth living, and if that isn't the primary objective, then there might be a problem there.
Now, this year has certainly been a tough one, and we've often heard that we should be checking in on family and friends, especially during lockdowns and times of isolation. But what are some tips for starting these conversations to check in with our mates?
I think the first thing people need to understand, and this is one of the pertinent points I try and get across in the presentations, is that we aren't experts in mental health and we don't have to be. That isn't the expectation. Nobody knows their story as well as themselves, and the best role we can do towards our friends and family is to be that supportive person, that pillar, that cheerleader cheering on, saying, I'm not sure what